Chapter 16. What is with all this bold talk? Am I shooting from the hip? Would any of this have happened if I was? Taylor Swift. This entire book was predicated on the conviction that you must do one crucial thing to have a bold business. It can be summed up in three words. Go for it. Imagine that you started a business and you're doing pretty well. You find yourself on cruise control and you are happy with it. Then compare that with a life that involves challenging the status quo, kicking down every door and looking for opportunities everywhere you go. You didn't start a business to chill on cruise control. You created a business to feed your drive as well as your hunger. Anyone can get a job. You chose to take a different path. About 6 months before I ventured off on my own, I was offered a job with a company where a buddy of mine worked. I was in the process of getting my ducks in a row for my new business, keeping the lid on its release until it was time. My buddy knew I wasn't happy where I was, so he offered to have his boss interview me. I went to the interview, which was just a simple dinner at a nice restaurant. The man I met was nice enough, although there was something artificial about his personality. I took that meeting as a lesson of what I could become. I could take this job, make a little money, and be the daily grinder. Or I could venture off on my own and see what happens. That meeting served as a test to see if I wanted to be a pawn or a player. Being a pawn offered a decent salary, paid vacation, and benefits. Being a player promised none of that. It did, however, offer the opportunity that no pawn can touch. When I told my buddy that I wasn't interested in the job because I was about to go off and start my own gig, he seemed puzzled. It was only the second or third time that someone had challenged my decision to go off on my own. I've heard it dozens of times since then. I expect to hear it dozens more. You can expect to hear the same. What have you got to lose? What happens if you do nothing? What happens if you start a business and fail to be bold? Nothing, or very little. You need to decide to be bold and act on that decision, just like the old riddle of the frogs. Five frogs were sitting on a log. One decided to jump off. How many frogs were still on the log? If you answered five, you understand the difference between deciding and acting. I was reminded of this as I sat outside a fast food restaurant one day. We often eat outside since we bring our dog with us anywhere we can. On that particular day, I was eating my food, the healthiest I could find on the menu, give or take. And I watched as car after car, or minivan after minivan, pulled up and waited for their food from the drive-thru. Dozens of people, whose weight challenged the springs in their seats every day, were getting their 2,000-plus calorie meals delivered to them. It made me sad. I couldn't see how they were making themselves better. Freedom lies in being bold. Robert Frost. Boldness goes beyond business. Being bold can, and should, be a part of every facet of your life. Your health, relationships, business, career, and hobbies. The people in the drive-thru hadn't simply decided to give up one day. I presume most of them were doing the best they thought they could. The difference between the bold and the not-so-bold are the standards that they hold themselves to. They were content meeting the bare minimum that they found acceptable. You are too. You just happen to have higher standards, which makes your bare minimum their dream. This is one of the reasons people will question you and your bold business. You are breaking free to go beyond another person's or company's standards. You are rising above what many consider acceptable. You are driving a Ferrari that says boss man, while others cruise in their rusty Cavaliers. You take your millions and become the next Elon Musk, starting rocket ship companies, never satisfied, and constantly improving. That is the way of the bold business owner. Is this to say that a bold business person must be physically fit? Not necessarily. It is to say that if you are truly bold in one aspect of your life, you should shoot for being bold in other areas as well. That's what boldness is all about. And you don't become bold just for you. You make yourself bold for the entire world. You are making this world a better place because you exist. Imagine if every bold person that you knew opted against boldness. Can you imagine cell phones without Steve Jobs? Cars without Henry Ford? Movies without Arnold Schwarzenegger? The world would be a different place without the bold doing what they do. When people said, "We never want to look like you," Arnold replied, "Don't worry, you never will." Arnold Schwarzenegger. You can be one of those bold people. What will the world miss out on if you decide not to? The world has enough mundane people. You were provided with the tools and resourcefulness to be bold. It's time you showed a bit of appreciation by sharing your gift with the world. It's time for you to be bold. We will all thank you for using your gift. What is the one action that you can take today that will lead you to becoming more of a bold business owner? In 1995, I had $7 in my pocket and knew two things. I'm broke as hell, and one day I won't be. you can achieve anything. Dwayne The Rock Johnson. The final countdown. I want to thank you for checking out the Bold Business Book. The fact that you've read it means that you're well on your way to becoming a bold business owner. Without readers like you, my writing serves no purpose. So I want to sincerely thank you and say that I appreciate you taking the time to read this book. More importantly, I hope that you keep the pace of the bold business owner. If you've discovered some changes that may help your business, make them. Action trumps knowledge every single time. I am going to ask three things of you now that you are essentially done with this book. 1. Choose at least one thing you are going to do in your business because of this book. 2. Email me at james@drawincustomers.com and let me know what that one thing is. 3. Share or gift this book to another potential bold business person. Feel free to check out the books for the bold section I've included at the end of this book. I wouldn't know what I know without having taken action, and I wouldn't have taken those actions without having benefited from the knowledge and insight shared by other visionaries. If what you have read here has resonated with you, I and other business coaches are available to continue providing guidance at Draw In Customers Business Coaching. Whether you need a question answered, a simple session, or a long-term business coaching relationship to help you as you progress, we thrive on helping businesses just like yours. May the freedom and power of owning your own business give you the joy and success that you've worked so hard for. You have earned it, my fellow bold business owner. The art of good business is taking great action. You got this! Now, get to work. Thanks to my wife for supporting me and tolerating me, to my kid for giving me something to work for, to my dog for trusting me to open the door for her, to my crew at Calls on Call for taking care of business while I was writing about it, to my clients at Draw In Customers Business Coaching, I have learned more from you than I ever taught you. To everyone I have ever had the pleasure of meeting, you have inspired me in some way or another more than you know. To all of the authors of books everywhere, you keep the light of knowledge bright and flourishing. To the internet, you made the writing of this book possible in so many ways that I cannot imagine what writers did before. To my wonderful editors, Rachel Rasmussen, Trisha El Sisto, and Tanya Thurin, thank you 1,000 times over for being so great. And I apologize for my many, many mistakes. You have all been a pleasure to work with, and I wish you great success, freedom, and fun in the future. Thank you, and good times.